Well, with its 94-seat majority in the House of Reps, the government's proposed changes to negative gearing and capital gains tax sailed through yesterday, but the reforms have a long road ahead. It's unclear if the Greens and the Coalition will team up to delay the passage of the government's NDIS and tax reform bills. Jane Hume is Deputy Opposition Leader and Shadow Minister for Employment and Industrial Relations and joins me in the studio this morning. Jane Hume, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good to be with you, Sally.
What sort of discussions have the Coalition had with the Greens on whether this will get through?
Well, let's put aside the discussions with the Greens. The concern that the Coalition have had from the very beginning is that these tax reforms, the so-called reforms that the government have now rushed through the House of Representatives, were based on a lie. The Prime Minister and the Treasurer said numerous times, according to the Prime Minister, more than 50 times, that there were going to be no changes to negative gearing, no changes to capital gains tax. And we've seen since those announcements in the budget that backflipped on that commitment, on that promise, that thousands of Australians have come out, whether it be from small business or the startup sector or small investors or young Australians that want a chance to get ahead, that they have profound implications. And what the government has done is essentially prevented scrutiny of the changes that these legislations is going to inflict on the Australian economy. And it is profound. There's no doubt about that. And we heard that in Senate estimates yesterday. What the Coalition are demanding is an appropriate inquiry and scrutiny into this legislation.
What does an appropriate inquiry look like?
Well, it's certainly more than 2 days, which is all that the government has offered. 2 days is nothing like enough. Apparently, these are generational reforms. If they're generational reforms, well, surely they should have been taken to an election so that the Australian people could decide. That's when you get the appropriate scrutiny. But they haven't been, so it's up to us in the Senate to get this done. 2 days simply is not enough. There is no need to rush these changes through because they don't kick in until 2028. So if that's the case, why on earth the government is trying to hide from scrutiny is beyond me. And quite frankly, I think it demonstrates just how sneaky they've been about these tax changes.
We've got a couple of pieces of reform to deal with at the moment. Will you do a deal with the Greens to extend the inquiry into the NDIS in exchange for their support to extend the inquiry into the tax changes?
Well, I don't think we should be afraid of scrutiny of the NDIS changes either. I mean, I think the Coalition have made it very clear that we support change to the NDIS. It's been a program that's run well out of control and it does need integrity measures put around it to make sure that it's sustainable into the future. That said, we shouldn't hide from scrutiny. I think it's well worth having a look at. If that's what the Greens would like, but and in exchange for a longer inquiry into tax measures that they support, I think that's perfectly fair.
So that might be doable?
Well, I'm not part of those conversations on a day-to-day basis, but what I would say is that this is what the Senate's job is. It's to scrutinise legislation. This is a government that seems to hide from scrutiny at every step of the way. It promised new levels of transparency and accountability when it came to office, and it's done exactly the opposite since it came in. And that's unfair, unreasonable. The Australian people expect more of their government.
Andrew Bragg, your Coalition colleague, said that he would go further on the CGT discount, speaking this week to Afternoon Briefing. Let's take a listen.
Well, I would look to accelerate the CGT discount.
OK, there's the status quo, then there's the new change by Labor. You think it should...
I would go the other way.
Would you increase the CGT discount?
Well, that's not a conversation that has been had in Shadow Cabinet. What I would say, though, is that the CGT discount exists for two reasons. When it was originally brought in 1999, it was done so as a measure that not only increased, encouraged investment into productive capital, from productive capital and things like shares and companies and small businesses, encouraged innovation and entrepreneurship. But moreover, it's a simplification of the tax system. And as you've seen, some of the feedback that has come from whether it be social media or whether it be from economists is this is actually a complication of the tax system. Tax reform, genuine tax reform, should have three objectives. One is to simplify the tax system. The other is to alleviate the tax burden on Australians, and the other is to grow the economy and encourage investment. The tax changes that were pushed through yesterday do none of those things. Well, alleviating the tax burden on all Australians and growing the economy is part, should inevitably always be part of a fairness agenda. That's how Australians get ahead, by building prosperity for everybody.
So why should there be an advantage for those who are investing in property compared to those who are making their money via wages?
Well, I know that this is the argument that Labor want to put forward. But let's face it, those that invest in productive capacity, whether they invest in small businesses, whether they invest in shares, whatever it is that they invest in, they're putting their own money on the line. It's a risky investment inherently. And they're doing that from after-tax money. More importantly, we want productive capacity in the economy to grow. And that's why you should always encourage it. I'm just astounded that the Prime Minister is out there today saying that this budget is all about combating populism, which is just a nonsense. I mean, let's face it. First of all, the budget was about cost of living. Obviously, it's not. Then they said it was about building more houses. Clearly, it's not, because they're going to build fewer houses. Then he said it was about intergenerational fairness, but it's not, because it's denying young Australians the opportunities that older Australians have.
And
then he said, well, to invest and to grow and to you know, create wealth, certainly, and young Australians have pushed back on that. Then the Prime Minister said this is about taxing capital and saves and labour the same way. But, you know, hey, now he's saying it's about combating populism. Well, you know, really, was Jacinta Ardern a populist Prime Minister when she reduced capital gains tax to zero?
A question on a separate issue. Australian activists allege that they were sexually assaulted while detained by Israeli forces. This was raised in Senate estimates. This is what the Foreign Minister Penny Wong had to say.
Minister, do you believe these women?
Well, my principal position is to always believe women when allegations of sexual assault are made.
That's the Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong being questioned there by Green Senator Maureen Faruqi. Should women always be believed?
Well, look, that was not a Senate estimates inquiry in which I was in. I was in the Economics Committee yesterday, so I didn't hear the full testimony. But if the allegations have an element of truth, of course they should be taken extremely seriously, extremely seriously. And we would hope that the government would investigate further.
Senator Wong was talking about this as a principle, that her principal starting place would be that women should always be believed. Is that a view that you share?
I don't think that women should automatically not be believed. I mean, certainly if an allegation is made, it should be taken very seriously. And it doesn't matter what the circumstances, and I think all fair-minded Australians believe that.
Senator Jane Hume, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Sally.